The tech sector is known for being quite generous with its benefits. Case in today's point, Netflix, which is going to start offering unlimited parental leave in the first 12 months after an employee has a child. It applies to both men and women for both births and adoptions. Microsoft quickly moved to boost its paid leave for new parents today as well. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more on the part of the compensation package that does not come in plain old dollars and cents.
When I called the Orrick Law Firm, they told me the person I should really talk to about their 9 months of parental leave was out on maternity leave. So instead, I spoke with Chief Administrative Officer Laura Sacklad, who told me the policies about recruitment and competitiveness.
We compete with tech sector companies. We compete with major corporations, all who hire lawyers. And we want to make sure that we have an attractive offering to those individuals.
Like fancy cafeterias, gyms, and services that make it oh so easy to stay at work as long as possible. But Bruce Elliott of the Society for Human Resource Management says we shouldn't be too jealous.
Silicon Valley will act as an incubator, you know, with regard to how they'll manage traditional benefits. And then we'll see, you know, the rest of the country kind of follow.
Free massages at work for everyone?
The rest of the world probably, unless they're very, very successful companies, won't be offering this anytime soon.
Buzzkill, courtesy of John Challenger of job search firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas. But he does add the attention makes companies reevaluate their own packages, especially with low unemployment.
Companies are competing for people, and so you start to see more interesting perks.
And rather than the BMWs handed out during the dot-com boom, he says this round is a bit more realistic, like more time to spend with a new baby. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
The wage gap and income inequality and all the issues that fall under those two broad headings are going to be electoral fodder for the next, 15 months or so, and will perhaps be on the list of questions at tomorrow night's GOP debate, about which, by the way, this... Watch it with us. Why don't you? We're going to put on a second screen thing at marketplace.org. I'll be live tweeting there. Our reporters and editors will be reacting to the debate in real time, giving a little context. Join us if you can. Again, it's marketplace.org.